Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing another sound check here. We're playing tonight at Moonshine Beach in San Diego. Molly Shores is here in front of me, and so is Tommy Louise near the front stage. As you can hear, Rob is banging away on his drums. We got Baba Booey over there banging on the bass. We got David Bowie, or as I like to call him, Davis Boolean. He's over there. Philly Ocean's here. Yes, what? What do you want to say? What do you guys want to say?
MSBAP? What do you want?
We are here tonight, ready to rock your socks off. You can check out the Instagram, some of the fun videos that have been taken. That is on Inspirato Projecto. So, when you see those, let me know. Take care. It's now 10:54 a.m. The 30th November. Last night we played San Diego, Moonshine Beach. And then tonight we're playing the arena in Simi Valley. That's the benefit show for the borderline victims. And we'll be staying in Simi Valley. And in the morning, heading out to, I believe, San Francisco, bright and early, 5:30 in the morning, heading out to San Francisco. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. And then sleeping over there, heading out in the morning from there. And then the next day we're up in the town of Yorba Linda for I believe it's a private party. Last night in San Diego went awesome. It was our second time being out there, and we had a really good reception from the folks. It's really cool to only have played out there twice and come across such great people. I saw some folks there last night that I had met last time we were there. So they came by again and they brought some more people. That's what's fun about these shows, is that the people keep bringing more people. We want to be near stuff that makes us feel good. And that's why we go to see movies. That's why we go to hear bands play. That's why we go up to our favorite food place and eat a tasty burger or what have you. Because it's something that gives you pleasure, gives you delight. And when you eat there at that restaurant, you go, hey, that's really good, that's delicious. Remind me to bring Aunt Susie with me next time I go here. She would love this place. That's the fun thing, too, because when you're in those moments, a lot of times you're thinking of other people who might appreciate that. And who you could then, like, you're in a moment, you go, oh, this reminds me of this person, or this reminds me of that person. So then you tell them about it. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about you at the show. You got to go with me next time. It's neat how that works. It's the feeling. This goes along with that phrase. There's that age-old phrase, and it just makes so much sense, where it says you may not remember what a person's name is, and you might not remember what you talked about, However, you do remember how they made you feel. And that's what's so fun about this situation with the Outlet Crew is that we provide good vibes to the populace, and those good vibes then reverberate, waves. There's a very interesting thing that Tommy sent me, which I'm going to read to you. I gotta go. I'm going up to the store right now. I'm gonna get some cat food. And once that happens, we'll be back. It's 11:11 a.m. Of course it is. 11:11. That's the gateway, the magic gateway. Okay, I was just in Ralph's, just in the grocery store. And all the lines were really long. I'm looking around at all these lines, and I decided to stand in the one where you self-check out. And as I'm standing there in line, someone gets in line behind me. And it's this is crazy. Of course. Okay, so let me back this up. I can't remember if I've been saying on this podcast or not about Gary Graver. I can't remember if I mentioned him. He did camera work for a couple of movies that I did with my buddy Robert Zimaga. There were two movies, one called Wakan, W-A-K-A-N, Wakan, short film, and a movie called Martyr, M-A-R-T-Y-R. And both of these movies, Gary Graver, who was good friends with Orson Welles for his last remaining movies, including Other Side of the Wind, he helped out with that stuff. And he was kind of one of the people who was tasked with trying to get that movie together. If you get a chance, check out that movie. It's on Netflix, Other Side of the Wind. And so I thought, man, you know, Gary died in 2006. And I wish that I had gotten to know him better. I wish I would have interviewed him about all of his crazy stories working with Orson Welles back in the day, all of his crazy experiences working on the other side of the wind. F for Fake, that's another one, another phenomenal movie. F for Fake, that is a great one. It's crazy. I saw that movie without even realizing that Gary Graver had worked on that. Now, it wasn't that I was not an Orson Welles fan back in the day, back in 2006. I mean, I think I saw Citizen Kane probably when I was in high school, perhaps. Or was it college? I can't remember. But we watched it, and that was about, as far as I had known, that was the only Orson Welles film that I had seen. Now, my aunt had given me a record long ago, my Aunt Gloria gave me a record of the War of the Worlds broadcast, the original broadcast, which I believe was the Mercury Theater Players, the one that sent everybody, sent the world going crazy thinking that there were Martians invading the Earth. So I was familiar with little bits about Orson. I knew he was, you know, a trickster, a prankster. But I just didn't know that much about him. Looking back, had I known more, I could have talked with Gary Graver about it. Like, oh yeah, what other movies did you work on? So, okay, back to Ralph's. Now, while I was looking up just other movies that he had worked on, I'm like, what movie? Because I tried to look for Gary Graver on IMDb. There were like four or five different ones, and I'm like, oh geez, I don't really know. I don't know. I want to make sure I look at the right IMDb page. So I looked up those movies that I'd worked on with Gary, and in that movie Martyr, there was a lead actor, and so it was funny because I was clicking around on IMDb, and I can't remember his name. But I was curious. I wanted to see what kind of other stuff he was up to. Well, wouldn't you know? I mean, and that was probably 3 days ago. Wouldn't you know? I'm standing in line at Ralph's, and that actor gets in line behind me. That actor gets in line right behind me, and I'm thinking, this is crazy. This is the guy I was just looking at. And I said, hey, were you in Martyr? He goes, yeah. I said, well, I worked on that film. I helped do PA work and stuff. And he's like, wow, you got a good memory. And so I'm going to interview him on radio show. I was going to interview him right there at Ralph's, but the line was dwindling, and the little spots were opening up for me for the groceries. So, wow. Yeah, funny thing is, I'm not even holding the rainbow moonstone, the synchronicity rock either. Not even holding it in my pocket. All right. Wow. It just explodes my brain. Should it be a surprise to me, based on all of the other exciting synchronicities that have evolved through the years and the manner in which they present themselves? I probably shouldn't be surprised. However, it's always good to celebrate it, isn't it? It's like knowing that your birthday is coming up tomorrow, and yet being surprised on what happens on that day. Well, you shouldn't be surprised that tomorrow's your birthday. Birthday rise. You shouldn't be surprised that it's your birthday. Well, but that's cool. No harm, no foul. All right, more magic to come later on, that's for sure. Excuse me, kitty. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, kitties. Get out of my way, please.
You can come back, you know, because it fucks you up on the thing.
Which one?
You know where I go? In the last chorus, it's like, oh, we got that fucking down, bro.
We're doing a little sound check here. We have Peter Beckett from the band Player, and his band does Baby Come Back. That's what they're most known for. Tonight we're going to be singing How Long This Has Been Going On. We're going to be singing that. He's going to be doing that with us How Long and Baby Come Back. So ideally we'll get some. Here we go. Indians. 4 little 5 little 6 little Indians. 7 little 8 little 9 little Indians. 10 little Indians. Folks.
Oh yeah, do you want coffee?
I don't know if
it's. Let me go check to make sure I drank it, that I didn't drink the rest of it. Oh yeah, yeah. She made me an entire pot. Let me just make sure that there's still some coffee in there for you. We'll see if we can get some coffee for Peter Ben.
This has been good
night. I know
this has been going on.
Water?
Inspirado, oh. Hydrado.
Oh, that's perfect.
Hydrado.
So Peter, there's a packet of. Do you want some French vanilla in there, or do you just want a black?
Is this for yours?
No, that's you. You do want for some French vanilla or no? Just black. Okay, cool. You're welcome.
Has it been going on? When you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. We have Chris here. Oh, here we go. Oh, how cool is this? We get to hear it. Here we go.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We get to hear this behind the scenes stuff. How cool is this, man? This is true, true. History in the making here. Man. Wow, man. So the arena in Simi Valley, there are photos of Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, Kiss, the Sex Pistols, some DJs, random DJs, Kurt Cobain poster, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, David Bowie, Blondie's up there. Of course, we got Jim Morrison, we got a Doors poster, Ramones, Bon Jovi, Depeche Mode, The Beatles. Freddie Mercury. Who are these guys? New York Dolls. Black Flag, The Cure, Slayer, Janis Joplin, those guys, the guys standing in an alley, I think that's Lemmy up there from Motorhead, Bob Dylan, Mr. Robert Dylan, as I like to call him, all of the, not that they've ever played here, mind you, unless they have, this was called something different back in the day. Took a fun video earlier. Oh. When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last time. Led Zeppelin poster. Rob Jones is a monster. He is a monster on those drums. Never let anybody tell you any different. Don't let him tell you any different. He is a monster.
I'll be playing the straw tonight.
More later.
just, we normally just end it on the...
See, I've got my sense. I can cut the solo. Was that your length right there?
Yeah.
So
No, I was out before that, but you kept going. So, So it's like
it's four times through the solo. But you've got, we got to do it to what you've got. So.
Yeah. So, and then what we did last time at the canyon?
We did. We went to when it was like, baby, I was wrong. And I was kidding.
Is this solo?
Instagram thing. You heard it here first, folks. It's breaking news. Something called Gringram. 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 And it's other people smiling. The whole idea is to experiment with the opposite kind of art form to capture, like, kindness, happiness, things. It becomes this alternative, I almost said news source, just a sort of alternative education, so to speak, so in terms of turning up the best, turning out the best of yourself by looking for the best in others. So it's people helping out one another, just quick, candid, you know, acts of kindness recorded of other people doing things. So it would be a whole experiment, and those who would want to experiment with such things would do that. I'm very curious to see what that would be like.
My vocal's a little hot.
And then I start
submarine.
When do you start?
Time,
tonight?
Yeah, 10?
9:45.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
we'll
be ready to go. I
can just go out. Yeah, you're just going to set. We're not going to move it. Oh, you know, I'll take it back. We might move the amp.
Do what?
We might move the amp.
Okay, don't change any of the settings.
No, we're not going to move it.
Just
but, because we're going to strike this, there's going to be a drum set here. So we can move the amp in front of here and just move it out. You know what I mean? We might move it.
But we know
they're
under
there.
You gotta make sure they don't touch the
pedal
board either.
No, that's
gonna
probably.
Yeah. How long has this thing going on?
What?
I mean, how long has this thing going on? No, there's
I'm good.
Wanna
do how long?
Yeah, are we ready?
And then I'll leave you guys to it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're ready.
It's like right in the pile.
What are we doing?
Ready?
So,
how long? You ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hamming it up.
It's good.
What were you saying, Peter?
I was going to say, just do a little bit of baby because I have to jump to the solo when we get my last one.
Yeah, I feel it was all the way up here.
Yeah, like we could do the last chorus before the break.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to start, yeah. Two things. Peter, can I hear your vocal again?
Hey!
Can I have more Peter's vocal? I need more Peter's
vocal. Hey, yeah! One, two, a lot of shit up here.
I can't, I just can't hear the drum roll.
History in the making.
One more time, please.
Hey!
That's better. Okay. Is my snare in the wedge? Because I think that doesn't have to be yet unless I'm just hearing it somewhere else.
Oh, I can.
I don't want it in the wedge. Okay, no worries. It's like a little ring in there.
Back in a second.